So the learning today should be a schus ilu nishmas adiachav v'chaim alaz ben shem shenari, as well as a schus for an ilu nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be a schus for fulish leim of v'chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chando ben Menorachol Chanalei b'shein Rachol and Abadati ben Parol, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. We are continuing now in the topic of Dibor. We are on page 478, and I mentioned to you yesterday that there are, according to him, his version, there are 10 zechirois. I know some of you say the sheish zechirois. So far, we didn't really add any. Mentioning of the Mun, mentioning the Shabbos, mentioning Har Sinai are all things that you are all familiar with. But today he's going to mention, we did Amalek yesterday, which is also Zechiras Amalek, Getzvi. Zechiras Amalek is one of the sheish, right? So, right. But here he's going to get into a couple more today that are not in that list. So here's where we're starting from. So there was another zechira that he has, which is remembering what Balak and Bilam tried to do to Klal Yisrael. This girl is Saber, and he's going to tell you what is the purpose, what is the underlying idea that you're supposed to be remembering from it. Is this girl is Saber, Masha, Bechol Dor V'Dor, Oim Demaleinu. So basically, the whole idea of Hisha Amda is that in every generation, there's always a Balak, there's always a Bilam, or also known as a Haman and an Achashverosh. You know, in every generation, there's an Ahmadinejad and Nasrallah. You always have these Chaim Yankels that come along and want to destroy us. Yachidai Rabin, one, you have it could be individuals, it could be many. Ala Yachid, Oyala Rabin, Machali Seinu, and they want to either pick off individual Jews or pick off the bulk of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzleinu miyada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. And that is the idea. The idea of remembering what Balak and Bilam tried to do is that in every generation, Hashem rescues us. B'schiras Mais and Miriam, this is one of the Sheish Zechirois. Nichwa liskol asapa techacha is kol avon. So the idea there is when you say the Zechira about Miriam is to remember that we are full of Averois. Ki rabbe machoivim l'rasha. You have to drive home the lesson that many are the Machoivim, the suffering of the wicked, l'man yechridu banim, so that the young ones will tremble in fear and basically have yiras chet. That is the idea. Next, another zechira that is not one of our six, b'zechiras Yerushalayim, remembering Yerushalayim, is nichlal liskar l'saper kama v'kama tzara shemayim, to recall and discuss how much pain there is in shemayim, v'tzar kol hoy lamais, and the spiritual pain in the spiritual world, anu garmim b'avayneseinu, what we are causing with our averus. So the fact that the Shekhinah itself is in galus, that's said clearly in the Navi, that when we go into galus, the Shekhinah goes in with us. So ultimately, the fact that the Shekhinah is in galus is our fault. But he says even more than that, every time we do an avera, it has all of these ramifications up in Shemayim, and we don't even know what we're doing. We learned Perek Sheni, Perek Shlishi of Taima Devaira, we got some sort of idea that things are going on in the upper spheres, but we really have no comprehension of what that means. And so we do have to recognize, and the whole idea of remembering Yerushalayim is to remember that Yerushalayim is the Shekhinah suffering because of us, and that there's continued suffering that we bring to the world with our Averus. And Zerkal, this is the rule. Kol HaMedaber Dover, and this is what he was getting at. How does this tie into Dibur? He says, because really, it's not about the Zechira. You could say the Zechira, but it's really anything that's adjacent to the Zechira itself. When you're speaking about the idea behind it, so any type of conversation that you have, you're being yoitz of the mitzvah. And that's what he's saying. Kol medaber davar, anyone who speaks something, shegoyrem liyira, that causes a person to have yiras Hashem, oy la'ava Hashem, or to have love of Hashem, velishmer kol davar toiv, to keep and to ensure to do good things, and to hold back from doing evil, and to do tshuva v'chadayme, mitzvah ka'avid. That in itself is a mitzvah. That is the idea behind all of these chiras. The idea is to speak about things that motivate other people to do mitzvahs, stay away from averus, think about tshuva, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have yiras chet, see God's hand in the world. Anytime you do that, that is the mitzvah. Obviously, provided that you're doing it, Hashem Shemayim. And he says that's what people should do when they're sitting in groups. Not to sit around and talk about Narishkeit, but to sit around and talk about these ideas that elevate a person. And they should expand in these discussions in order to educate people regarding the benefits that come from discussing these remembrances. Meaning that when you when someone is saying the Sheish Zechiras, they should understand that it's not about remembering what happened to Miriam. Yes, Pasuk says Zechar Asher Asa Miriam, but and remember the Mun. But it's not about the Mun, and it's not about Miriam. It's about what is that lesson supposed to teach us today? Not about remembering something that happened many years ago. But Mun, what does that teach us about today? I'm about to go to work. I have to. Miriam teaches me I have to be worried about my dibur, what I'm going to say. I have to be worried about chatoyim that are going to present themselves. The Mun, I have to remember that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of these are intended to change us today, not just to be a recollection, like going, we're not going through a photo album of the history of the Jewish people, but we're supposed to think about what it is that it affects us today. And therefore, anything you do that brings about that recognition, you're being yotze that mitzvah. He says, in accordance with the benefits that come from the words, that's how they're going to find favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he's going to talk about speaking brachos, making brachos, another type of mitzvah. And then we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. So he says, mitzvah levarichas Hashem, there's a mitzvah to bless Hashem, bebirkas hananin, with brachos that provide for any hana that we get, food and drink, ubirkas hamitzvahs vaydais, the brachos perform, before performing a mitzvah, thanking Hashem, benachas, or b'kol ram. When you make a bracha, it should be said slowly, out loud, b'kavana, with intention, or b'simchas halev, and with enjoyment. And then the next one is mitzvah al kohanim levarches Yisrael. There's a mitzvah on the kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael. Umanoya hakohanim. How foolish are those kohanim? Birkas. He's talking about somebody that wants to avoid duchening. So he goes and he hides out in the hallway, or he goes to the basement of the shul. He says, how foolish that person is that they leave the shul in order to avoid duchening. And they're missing out on the great benefit that's coming to them. Three separate mitzvahs asay, and also the opportunity for themselves to be blessed. Every time a kohen gets up, so even though the kohanim are blessing us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you bless them, and then v'ani avarchem, and that I will bless them, meaning that when the kohanim sit there and put God's name on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around and puts the bracha on them as well. So not only are they missing out on the mitzvah say of duchening, three separate psukim, but they're also missing out on the bracha that potentially they would get from duchening. He says, Hashem wants that everyone should bless other Jews. And anyone who blesses them, will be blessed himself. That Hashem told Avram, anyone who blesses your descendants, I will bless. And those who bless you, I will bless. And those who curse you, I will curse. And he says that is where the source of this idea is, that whenever you mention the name of a tzaddik who passed on, you should always say Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, giving them a bracha, because not only is that a recognition of their status, but it also, as we're saying here, allows us to be blessed as well. And so the more you go around blessing other people, so the more that you yourself will come out, will be blessed. So we're going to continue this topic tomorrow because he makes a very interesting point. But I want to first check with the Rav on something that tomorrow when we'll learn, you'll see what I'm talking about. So I'll leave you guys in suspense. Mitzvah tomorrow will be in the choppy internet of Queens. So hopefully you'll still be able to follow along.